Seven men are being held in the Brazilian town of Macapa today, suspects in the killing of New Zealand yachtsman Sir Peter Blake. Hooded pirates stormed his yacht Wednesday night near the mouth of the Amazon River. Alan Sefton was a friend of Sir Peter and worked for his company.
The crew had just been out for dinner ashore. We're on deck. Most of them were having a beer, a chat. And then this band of about eight hooded individuals with guns just appeared out of the blackness and had the guys at gunpoint.
When Peter Blake came up from below deck to investigate, the pirates shot him twice, killing him. The masked men then took watches and a camera and slipped overboard and escaped in their dugout canoe and one of the ship's dinghies. Mr. Blake was loved in his home country of New Zealand. Suzanne McFadden writes for the New Zealand Herald.
There were people here literally crying in the streets. He was recognized for his adventurous spirit, mostly as a yachtsman. I mean, he did some extremely incredible things.
One was managing the victorious Team New Zealand in the 1995 America's Cup race. He beat San Diego skipper Dennis Connor then, a 5-0 sweep, taking the cup away from this country for only the second time since the contest began 150 years ago. Today, the cup remains in New Zealand. Peter Blake's syndicate defended the title successfully last year. He'd also circumnavigated the globe six times, once in the Jules Verne nonstop challenge where he shaved 4 days off the record. But in recent years, Peter Blake had turned his attention from racing to environmental issues. Francine Cousteau heads the Cousteau Society. She asked Peter Blake to take over leadership of it after her husband Jacques' death.
I started to look for somebody, and very quickly I discovered Peter Blake. He has everything. He had the courage, he had the experience, he was young enough, and also he was very respected in all the sea world because he was really a pioneer in the way he has carried on his career.
Last year, Peter Blake left the Cousteau Society. This year, he gave up managing Team New Zealand. His latest project was as a special envoy of the United Nations Environmental Program. He's been on a worldwide expedition to monitor global warming and pollution. He'd been at sea 3 months, sailing the length of the Amazon most recently. Some of his crew had gone on down the Orinoco River, and he was to meet them in Venezuela before continuing on to Trinidad for Christmas. His wife, Pippa, had been with him until just days before the murder. She's now in New Zealand with their son, James, and daughter, Sarah Jane. Alan Sefton says he's bewildered by his friend's murder.
Took the boat 2 months up the Amazon, up the Rio Negro. I met nothing but beautiful, hospitable, warm people. It seems tragic or ironic that when the boat and Sir Peter get back into so-called civilization, something as dreadful as this happens. I mean, there's something wrong with the world. And Pete saw there was something wrong with the world environmentally and was determined to do something about it.
He had sailed the world seas, but one of his greatest contributions, says the journalist Suzanne McFadden, was helping clean up Auckland, his home port. Today, she says, they're talking about renaming the harbor for him.
He turned it and dirty old fishing port into a multi-million dollar super yacht harbor. It's his legacy, really.
Sir Peter Blake, dead at age 53.